You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The adult minimum wage rate has been set to increase by just 35 cents from the 1st of April, the lowest increase since 2013. Announcing the move on Tuesday, Minister for Workplace Relations Brooke Van Velden says it reflects the New Zealand economy's recovery from a sustained period of high interest rates and recessionary conditions, and ensures that employers and businesses can continue to grow and provide employment opportunities, which could be put at risk with a disproportionate increase in the minimum wage. Unite Union, who represent hospitality and other minimum wage workers, disagree. On Tuesday, Unite Union organized 5 rallies across Aotearoa demanding the government provide real pathways to a living wage. They highlight that the minimum wage increase is essentially a pay cut for thousands of workers as it falls below the inflation adjustment. To discuss more about the less than sufficient wage increase and Unite Union's call to action, I spoke with Unite Union's co-president Xavier Walsh this morning. Here is that interview. On Tuesday, Unite Union organised 5 rallies across the country in opposition to the lowest minimum wage increase in over a decade. Has there been any response from the government in relation to your demands?
I mean, not particularly. The government has been rather standoffish and, hasn't really responded much to anything.
Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden said that delivering a modest increase in the minimum wage strikes the right balance between supporting workers and limiting further costs on business. Do you think this is a valid position to take?
Well, I don't think that's inherently true, right? She's trying to make this argument that she does support workers and working people. But we know that a 35-cent increase is only a 1.5% increase. And inflation is already at 2.2%. So what that means for working people is that there's, in real terms, there is less money going into their pocket. They have less buying power than they did prior. And I think it's disingenuous for the minister to claim that she cares about working people. There's also evidence to show that when minimum wage increases, that it actually benefits the economy and benefits small business in particular.
What have been some of the effects that have been observed, especially for young people and hospo workers who are more often on minimum wage, by this failure to meet basic living wage standards?
Well, the evidence shows that, including in the Aotearoa context in particular, that when people get paid a living wage, which is independently calculated by the Centre for Family Policy Research. So it's independent, but when it's researched and set, it's aimed to provide a basic standard of living, and that rate is a minimum rate in which people can live with dignity in our country. And so for the government and businesses to say that we don't think it's appropriate that they should be paid that rate, it really shows that they don't care, in my opinion.
How does New Zealand compare on wage standards with countries like Australia or the UK or the US?
People make the argument that we have one of the highest minimum wages within the OECD, and that may be true. But if we say compare ourselves to the likes of Australia, they have different wage setting mechanisms like awards, like enterprise bargaining agreements, wherein workers don't just negotiate with their employer directly, they also negotiate across entire industries, which sets different levels of pay. And so, yes, while we may have a higher minimum wage, that doesn't necessarily mean that wages across different industries, they tend to have higher wages overall.
Would some kind of collective call to action across different nations be possible or valuable for the movement to keep wages up with the cost of living?
I mean, well, there definitely are some measures in which there is international cooperation in terms of wages. The International Labour Organization is one such way in which it's tripartite. So workers, representatives, government representatives and employer representatives come together to talk about issues and discuss issues like wages. And there's a minimum wage convention and the likes. But I think, yeah, it is. It does get tend to get set at the national level. There can be other influences, though, such as free trade agreements and other agreements that New Zealand and other countries enter into.
As the gap between the minimum wage and living wage continues to widen, is there much room for advocates who argue that the two should be equal?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I think that there is... It's really wonderful that the living wage is set independently from government. But I think, again, the argument has been won. The living wage movement, as we understand it today, has existed for over a decade now. And, you go out there and you talk to people and they know what it is and they know how important it is. And generally, even if they can't tell you the exact figure. But I think it's really clear to me that this government in particular, I'm just going to say it, they hate workers. They hate working people. Everything that they've done, their entire track record so far sort of essentially proves that. They came into government with the idea to repeal fair pay agreements, which would have increased wages and opportunities for hospital workers, retail workers and the likes. They also got rid of the dual mandate with the Reserve Bank. And now we've just seen the Minister, Brooke Van Velden, talk about reforms to health and safety for small business, wherein small business won't be, essentially, they won't have to do any health and safety unless there's risk of grievous bodily harm or death. So it's just really egregious, actually. I think it's the minister, has and others in the government have said that they care about working people, but their track record shows that's simply not true.
What role do businesses have in addressing this issue or the issue of financial insecurity of minimum wage workers?
There's a couple of different arguments here about what role business plays in wage setting, and I suppose. It is tricky. There are some really awesome employers who, of their own volition, become living wage employers, become accredited employers, and do the right thing because they see the value and the benefit in it. But I think there's also the role of government as well in ensuring that the structural needs of the workforce are being accounted for. And rather than, we're currently just seeing a bit of a tit for tat between the sweat between, the left and the right constantly as governments change, and that's not necessarily helpful for ensuring certainty within the labour market either. So it is quite difficult to explain the role of business, but I think everyone does have a role, but I think that government should be trying to do more to ensure that everyone is supported in the labour market, business and workers.
Yeah, as well as increasing the minimum wage, what other ways could the government help to address this these issues of financial insecurity for low-wage workers or for New Zealanders as a whole?
Yeah, so there are a couple different mechanisms. And I just mentioned it, but fair pay agreements, when they were introduced by the last Labor government, they were designed with the aim of improving minimum standards across industries that do have historically low union numbers, and also a lack of bargaining power, particularly for workers who, again, don't necessarily have the same ability to negotiate with their employers. And so fair pay agreements were a way of essentially ensuring minimum standards in regards to not just minimum rates of pay, but also penal rates, so extra pay on weekends and overnights, education, looking at pathways towards promotion and the like. So there was a whole lot of things that they did and that they could do. And I know that the Labor Party and the Green Party still have it in their manifestos. But that's just one example. But there are things that the government can do to benefit working people.
Finally, for listeners who are unhappy with this low wage increase, how can they show support for this cause?
Yeah, so you can go to our Facebook page, Unite Union, or unite.org.nz, our website, and have a look at. We're going to continue to be releasing a couple of actions that people can take, then engage with. And it'd be really awesome if people could look out for those and do what we say, and then engage with those when we put them out on our social media platforms.
That was Unite Union co-president Xavier Walsh on this week's low minimum wage rate increase in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.